Our first report and cover story this month looks at Eton College, an elite boys' school in England founded by Henry VI in 1440. From the retro uniforms they wear to the strange sports they play, here are five things you need to know about Eton students. 1. Their parents are rich.
Eton College is the world's most famous boarding school. It's so famous that every day buses of Chinese tourists arrive in the pretty English town of Windsor just to look through its gates. But to be one of the 1,300 boys, there are no girls, at Eton, you need one of two things: enough brains to become one of the 70 King's Scholars, who since 1440 have been offered a free education there, or money. A lot of money. Most boys pay about €50,500 a year to go to Eton. For the 5 years of attendance, from age 13 to 18, that adds up to more than €250,000. And that doesn't include uniforms, club memberships, or school trips. Traditionally, generations of old money English families sent their sons to the school. But the profile has changed as the cost has risen in recent decades. These days, the children of Britain's aristocrats and bankers mix with those of Russian plutocrats and Chinese billionaires. All are destined, their parents hope, to come out as perfect English gentlemen.
2. They look like penguins.
Most British private schools have a dress code, but none of them is as retro as Eton's penguin uniform. Eton boys look a little bit like maîtres d'hôtel, with their long black tailcoats and white bow ties. Some of them, the 70 King's Scholar students, have to wear Harry Potter-like academic gowns as well. Only those seniors lucky enough to be elected to the ultra-exclusive school club known as POP are allowed to accessorise their uniform with brightly coloured waistcoats, giving them the look of 19th-century dandies. A recent headmaster tried to modernise and relax the dress code, but surprisingly, he was forced to back down because the boys were outraged by the suggestion. Yes, they look old-fashioned, but it seems they like it that way.
3. They play strange sports.
Eton, like other British private schools, takes sport very seriously. But that said, some of Eton's sports are silly. The wall game, for instance, is a violent rugby-like sport played along a brick wall on a pitch that is 110 metres long and just 5 metres wide. The goal at one end is a door. At the other end, the goal is a tree. You can't pick up the ball, so reaching the goal is difficult. In fact, in the one big match of the school year, there hasn't been a goal since 1909. Eton Fives, meanwhile, is like squash, but with no rackets. You hit the ball with your hand and play in a strangely shaped court that is modelled on part of the school chapel, where the game was invented. Thankfully, better-known games are also played. The national sport of cricket, for example, is full of old Etonians, as is the world of rowing. You won't, however, find any Etonians playing in football teams.
4. They have their own language.
After 580 years of existence, it's not really surprising that Eton College has developed certain eccentricities. This is most notable in the words boys use for things. Teachers, for example, aren't called teachers, but beaks. There are three school terms in the year, but they are each called a half. And, as if the place didn't already resemble Hogwarts, the school in the Harry Potter books, the lesson timetable is called the abracadabra. Cricket players, for some mysterious reason, are called dry bobs, and those who are into boat racing are called wet bobs.
5. They control the nation.
Eton College has produced 20 British prime ministers, including the current one, Boris Johnson. He is the fifth since 1945, and that's just the top job. At one point in 2011, there were 12 old Etonians in British government. One explanation for this is that their education gives them more self-confidence and ambition. Another is the old boy network, an informal system in which men who have been to the same expensive school help each other professionally. But beyond that stereotype is a more nuanced reality. After leaving the school, Etonians go in all directions as adults. For example, a couple of these old Etonians were responsible for starting Friends of the Earth and Amnesty International.